Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you for coming. First of all, it's a great honor to be back at the yeshiva, and thank you so much for Pesach and Eli for inviting me and coming to join. And this is the third Yahrzeit of Ron Simon. Those who remember him, the old guys, the older, not the old guys, the more veteran yeshiva members of the yeshiva, B'nai Yeshiva, which I am now part of that. I used to be a young guy. I used to be a young yeshiva guy. And then 35 years happened. So it was yesterday, the 13th day of Shvat. So what I want to do together with everyone here is to learn the sugya of tzedakah, part of it, and by hopefully exploring and expanding this idea, there's a certain dimension which I feel that Ron exemplified. And that's really the goal of this year. And I just want to share Hakar Tov to my Chavrusa of 30 years, Rabbi Yoni Sachs, who we learned this by Chavrusa for the last, we did the Sugya, we did the whole Matnas Aniyim recently, so this was one of some of the ideas that we uncovered. So I want to begin on your Marmakoma sheet. The Rambam discusses the agricultural aspects of tzedakah in the first six parakim of Matnas Aniyim, and then by Perek Zayin has the traditional tzedakah that we give financially. And the Ram starts off as follows: Mitzvah to say litein tzedakah la'aniyei Yisrael kafi masharoi l'ani. It's a positive commandment to give tzedakah to the poor of Israel to the degree what the ani needs. So, and then the Ram will go on to say, whether it be that's going to be financial, whether it's going to be food, clothing, shelter, help him get married. And we're going to see also and psychological needs. Of course, the famous case that if a wealthy person becomes destitute and he was used to going in a limousine, that would even be constitute tzedakah. Okay, there's all kinds of numerous dimensions of this, of tzedakah. We're not going to explore everything. Now, very important caveat, im ha'isa yad hanosin maseges, to the extent that the person who is the donor can afford it. Shenemar pasuach titachet yadcha, love. You shall certainly open up your hand to him. And you will strengthen him, the convert and the resident, and he will live amongst you. And your brother will live with you. Now, therefore, basically, it's about restoring the person to be a functioning member of the community. Not just simply doing the maisa to give the ani $5. Okay? There is a context where that's appropriate, but the essence is to restore him, to machazik him, so he is now able to function back in the community. I'll just give you a story. I'm aware of there was a person had a financial circumstance and could not afford their mortgage. They lived in the general, in the Five Towns area. You might say, oh, he doesn't have the money. He's got to sell his Lawrence house, and that's it. But the chaverim, and the person, it was not around, so they helped his wife and children maintain the house where they grew up. They were Makayim the Mitzvah, Vishli Musa, by allowing that family to exist in the community as they were without feeling that they had to sell, downsize and leave. That was, not just simply doing activity of check writing or giving a gift. It was maintaining De Matzaro, as Ram will talk later on. The Rambam now brings up, that's a bit sase, and of course, there's a lo sase. The Rambam says, v'chol ha'roa ani mevakesh, anyone who sees an ani requesting. Now notice, he didn't say requesting from you. If you see an ani requesting, and let's say he's talking to guy A, it seems from the basic lashon of the Rambam, you can't say, oh, good. It's like a pick and roll. Like, oh, he's going for that guy. Now I'm now putter, because I could just hop around. No. He is clearly, he's an ani mevakesh. You have to do what? You have to help him out. And he says, the helim eina mimenu, but you hide your eyes from him. You ignore him. Below nasan lo tzedakah, and you don't give him any tzedakah. Over below sasa, you violate a law. Shneamar, lo tames levavcha. Lo tikvas yadcha ma'achicha ha'evyon. There's two elements here. One is a hardening of the heart, becoming callous and indifferent to the plight of this fellow Jew, and two, the consequence of that is, and you clasp your hand, you grip your hand, and you don't give. the opposite of Pasuk Tiftach. There's Pasuk Tiftach, and there's Tikvos Yadcha, from Me'achicha Ha'evyon, from your poor, destitute friend, brother, actually. We have the basically all Be'nadol Mechavero, the measurement is very simple. You have to be able to, which we'll get to later on, you have to relate to every member of Klal Yisrael as your brother and as your sister. That is the shear. How would you relate to your brother and sister, assuming you have a good relationship with your brother and sister? It's going to compound the problem. But assuming that's the case, that's how you have to relate to them. Just because they're not your biological brother, they are your ideological brother. As Ram says later on in Hilchos Eivel, Achicha b'Torah mitzvot. Okay. All right. So that's just the basic mitzvah. And everybody's familiar with that. So now we get the Rambam goes through the details in Perek Zion and Perek Ches and Perek Tet. And then, as he's wont to do, and toward the end of the halacha, he sort of gives what you call the more hashkafic dimensions of the mitzvah. So the Rambam begins in the beginning of Perek Tet, Perek Yud, halacha Aleph, says, Chayav manu lizar b'mitzvah tzedakah, yaser mikol mitzvah aseh. We are obligated to be careful, conscientious with the mitzvah of tzedakah, more than any other positive commandment. Shastakah, simen letzadike zer av ravinu. For giving tzedakah, use the not accurate word, charity, is a sign of being a righteous descendant of Avraham Avinu. Shnemar, ki dativ mana shir sabes, and the whole pasuk is shir sabes, banav as base of Akrav, Basham derech Hashem, also tzedakah mishpat, mana shir Hashem, al Avram, isa shir, yiber alav. So by giving tzedakah, the Rambam says that you are demonstrating, you're making it evident that you are a righteous descendant of Avraham Avinu. Okay, I want you to start thinking about some questions here. Then the Rambam makes the second statement. Ein kisei Yisrael miskonein, v'das emeso menes el b'tzedakah. The throne of Israel is not established, and the true religion does not stand only through tzedakah. Shtem mar, b'tzedakah tikonani. With tzedakah, I've established it. So, okay, that's point number two. And the third dimension is Ein Yisrael nigel elbis chusat tzedakah. The Yemenites, here's is chus, the regular, the older version is Ein Yisrael nigel elbis tzedakah. So the Jewish people are only redeemed with the merit of tzedakah. Shnimar, Tziyon b'mishpa tipadeh, Zion, through justice, you will be redeemed, and b'shaveya, and restored, and returned through tzedakah. Okay, so I'm just going to not make this to be a one-directional shear. What are the questions on this halacha? What springs to mind here? Yeah. Excellent. In other words, I was just learning this with my son Zachariah. You know, you would imagine talking about stuff, you talk about the poor. Now he's bringing out a Ravino. How does that fit into the whole thing? Excellent. What else? It doesn't have to be kushas. There's a lot of there are two kinds of things when you learn the Ram. There are two experiences you have. There's a kusha, in other words, you have a stira. Ram in location A says A, and the Ram in location says B. There's nothing here which is a stira to anything per se that I'm aware of. But if we can always find one, that's of course good. And then there's a question of Shayla. Well, very simply, what is the Ram I'm really driving at? And the truth is, everything is because, let's talk, you know, if I ask you, what is the most important mitzvah I say? You'd say, well, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Now the Ram says, and he says that in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Okay, he happens to say that. Here he says that you have to be careful with tzedakah because you also become a mitzvah say. So why is this getting pushed to the top of the line here? And in what sense? Yes, questions?
Yes. Just to clarify that question, that posuk, which you said the Yemen, I couldn't quite get it. In other words, I just wanted to, because I was not so clear about that. But if I heard it right, I want to, you know, whether I heard it right.
So I apologize. I should share screen of the document. Yeah. Bear with me. I'm going to show it to everybody. Bear with me. Still easy to.
Because it's
Give one second. Okay. There we go. So you'll see on the screen here, the Rambam, I'm going to bring it down. The Rambam here, that's great. Goes down. The Rambam here says, "Ein Yisrael nevaal b'schus ha-staka." The Jewish people only redeem through the merit of staka. And then the quotes of Pasuk from Yishai Aleph. "Siyam mishpat tibata v'shavera," and be returned b'staka through what staka. So Pasuk openly makes the case that the Geula Sida will be realized through Klai Yisrael engaging in staka.
All right.
So
why it's to the top of the list as opposed to say Talmud Torah. You'd say this is not very madly original. I just say it's been Admir Chavero. I mean, this is obviously this society looks after the lower echelons or people who are in real trouble. Is something which is a better thing. In other words, this is a society which is guided by care for the people who are unfortunate.
That's certainly part of it. We're going to explore that. We're going to get into the Ram and the Mornavuchim in our next text. But we're going to get there. First, I want to just before we get to answers, I just want to just we've not exactly exhausted all the questions here. I'm going to alternate between people in the live audience, and then I'm going to go to people in the Zoom. I'm going to repeat to each other because nobody can hear each other. Go ahead.
All right. What about the mishpat? Does they have that? Is that halacha exist by mishpat? Because the mishpat is both in both halachas.
The problem is that the each people do not see each other. So I'm going to try to navigate that. Mrs. Cohen mentioned a beautiful question about what is the Rambam getting at by saying that the throne of Israel is only established and the true religion only stands with Tzedakah. How is that really, how is that true? What does that even mean? Howie asked a question now for people on Zoom. Back to you guys. He says, well, what about Mishpat? The Ram, Mishpat. So why isn't that we should be involved in Mishpat, Yosef Yichol Mitzvasei? Good question, ma'am.
Also,
the observation, and also Ellie pointed out that the Pasuk says also that Pasuk in Shai says the Mishpat, Siyam Mishpat Yipada, that Mishpat will also have a redemptive quality.
Equal. Just an observation.
Yeah, Mendel.
Yeah, Rabbi. So the psychological nature of this, meaning keeping people within their psychological comfort zone as part of this idea of tzedakah. How does that work, and how is that particularly emulating Avraham, and how is that also Mishpat? So, I mean, we talk about the unfortunate, the people who have less, etc., but it's not simply limited to those who have less. It could be very much including those who have significantly more than I do.
So your question is, how does the psychological, coming to the psychological aid of the person, it connect to tzedakah?
I think so, too, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. So we'll explore that as well. Okay. Yeah.
Why Geula? How is Geula?
Yeah, Esty, a good question. Esty Lister says, she's caught in the line there on that one. It's all you know. Your son was saying something. So the question is, how does it result in Geula? I mean, that's in other words, these are not conscious. The question is, how does A result in B? What is the causal connection? The Ram is making an assertion, which he didn't make himself from the Gemara, but he's putting that together. How does that happen in your question?
But the first person, I was interested in
Okay, that's an excellent question. That's the question is that you, when the Rambam puts down three principles, what really is the are they three separate outcomes? Are they causally A, then B, then C? Are they coming together? What's the, how do these three things, first of all, how are they true? What is, how does Stucca result in these three phenomena? That's the general. And then B, how does, and how do these three things interplay with each other? I think that's the central question of the Rambam. And also just as a, you know, not a, a, I guess a, I would call it a slight steer, the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva, as you know, says, Ein Yisrael Negolim Ela Ba Teshuva. And the Rambam says, Ein Yisrael Negolim Ela B'Zchus Hatzdaka. So, well, what is it? Is it the Zchus Hatzdaka, or is it the Teshuva? Or is it the same thing? You can always say that. In other words, these are not what they call a bomb kasha, but they still require. And the question is, we also, when we talk about Avraham Avinu, if I ask you, what is Avraham Avinu most associated with?
Chesed.
Chesed. So when I say, you know, if you're trying to exemplify what Avraham Avinu taught his children and his descendants, would be Hachnas Zorkim and Chesed. Yet it's not, doesn't seem to get any shine at all. It's stuck.
I was just going to ask that question about Chesed Shal Avraham. You say in Uval Tzion every day.
That's right. We talk about the
you don't say tzedakah shel Avraham.
You don't talk about tzedakah shel Avraham. It's a good question. All right, I hope I can answer some of these questions. Okay, but that is, but again, this is a we should just take a moment of appreciation. This is just one halacha of the Rambam. So, and look how many, and we just started to unpack so many questions. Look how much Chacham opportunities here. Hopefully we'll be actually deliver on the thing, but at least all the questions that can be raised, you know, we just spent 5 minutes on just how the Rambam just we should have appreciation with the Rambam gave a gift to Lidori Doros that he's able to, and these are from different Gemaras. Actually, the first one is not openly from, he makes this sort of his own line. The first one seems they don't really know a source. The other ones are from other Gemaras, but he's just able to synthesize it into a coherent one type. A profound gift, and then of course, not to mention the other 1,000 prakim, 16,000 halachos. Not saying everyone is packed as this one, but this is just to give you a moment of just a you know dalas nemiyata omei. We should appreciate what we're seeing over here. So let's start to unpack this slowly. So let's just go with I just want to read and just analyze the pasuk of the first pasuk of the Rambam, quote by Avraham Avinu, saying staka, it's got to be more zahir in it because it's a simon that you are the you're a righteous descendant of Avraham Avinu. And what's the source pasuk? The pasuk is ki yadativ manasher tzavas banav es beis vacharav, for I have known him that he is going to command his son and his household after him. V'shamur derech Hashem, and to guard the way of God, laso staku mishpat, to do, to perform tzedakah, righteousness, and judgment, or justice. So the question is, how do you look at the phrase v'shamar derech Hashem and also tzedakah mishpat? You have a couple possibilities. Is it shamar derech Hashem? Oh, so that's telling you, that's often teaching about Yifat Hashem and breaking down avodah zarah. And then l'asos tzedakah mishpat, is that a separate part? Is one a shear in the other? But it doesn't, in our view, if you read the first parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in the Rambam, what does he talk about? He talks about Avraham's tremendous discovery of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and bringing the whole region into the idea that there is Yehudo, the God, there is one source of existence. And that was his Kiddush. So you see that God is now telling him, this is the context is, Hashem is about to engage in judging and punishing stone. And now he's sort of having a conversation as a narrator, and he's including us in his cheshbon. Should I share this phenomena of justice with Avraham or not? And the reason why I'm going to do it, and not only that, going to ascribe more hashkacha, providential help, is because he is going to be the Bal Masara par excellence. He is going to teach his children and his descendants afterward. His reach is going to go into eternity. And he is going to teach them the Derech Hashem, Lasos Dukum Mishpat. But when you would say that, you would think it would be to teach them about Hashem. In other words, it says there's another pasuk in Vayera is, Vayikra b'shem Hashem kel olam. In fact, the Rambam puts that pasuk in all of his books. And that seems to be, that's the essence of Avram. What is he? He's the one who taught humanity about the reality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yichud Hashem. Avos Hashem. Yidiyas Hashem. Yiras Hashem. That's Avram. So how do these things, what is it? So what's the Yikr? Now we say, why is, again, another Rambam, because that's the theme today. Kriya Shema, we have the Seder, Parshio. So why is Shema first instead of Ahaya and Vayomer? They're different parts of the Chumash. You know, why? Because Kriya Shema, the first one, which has Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, and Vihafta has, it's the Ikra Gadol Asher Kol Tol B'Toybo. He has Yechud Hashem, Neshishbo, Yatsibo, Al Yechud Hashem, Vavaso, V'Talmudosh, Hu Ikra Gadol Asher Kol Toybo. So what is it? So it seems to be the derech, the stakum mishpat. Is that an afterthought? Is that an embodiment of exactly? That has to be a little clarified, because if you read it, the derech Hashem seems to be doing stakum mishpat. It's not about does not seem to support the person who is having the philosophical insight of Avraham Avinu per se. It doesn't seem to be immediately obvious to that. Okay, so. We are going to take a look. We're going to turn to the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, and I'm going to read from the Hebrew. This is a new translation by the same people who brought the one volume Rambam. It's the Machon Neshetera. Did a very nice job. What they did was they retranslated the Arabic into modern Hebrew, and they just the layout is so nice. Sometimes you'll see things that. In the Friedlander English translation, first of all, the Friedlander is fraught with mistakes or not precise. I'm not saying that you get a tremendous value from reading it because you'll read far more than trying to work through the Ibn Tibbon or the other translations, but this is a nice, very nice translation, and you'll see it makes things very easy. Okay, the Rambam at the end, when he talks about how the perfect serve Hashem, he deals with three terms, Staka, Mishpat, and Chesed, and I'm just going to focus on Staka. Okay, so I'm going to scroll down to everybody can see what I'm doing. Okay, here's the text. Okay. All right. Asher lebitui tzedakah. When it comes to the term tzedakah, who nigzar min tzedek? It obviously comes the word tzedek, which we call righteousness. But one of the first times I heard Reichate, Rebbe give a shir on tzedakah, he made it very clear that the word righteousness in our mind seems to make is hijacked to imply something extra. More accurately, is doing that which is right. Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing. Staka is tzedek, doing the right thing. And the Rambam supports that. Shehu atzedek, atzedek hu, matan masha magia lachom misha magia lo. Giving each person their due. Second sense, atate lachol matzui minamasuyim kifi aroilo. And again, well, that seems to be very similar. To give a Friedlander adds a little word there, denotes the act of giving everyone his due, and B, showing kindness to every being according to what it deserves. He adds a little phrase. He doesn't translate. All right, I don't know exactly why he makes that slight differentiation, but it comes evidence through the next following words. Al pi mashmal, have we shown according to the first sense, ein zen nikrat tzedaka b'sifrei nevi'im im shleima sheyilames. It doesn't refer to paying your debt. In other words, if you have a worker and you pay him off, that's not tzedakah. You pay off your workers, or you pay off your debt. That's not nikra. It is doing what your good midos, your good quality, your character traits demand. Kamo Ripoy Shibro shall call Baal Shever. You heal the damage that a person who is devastated from a circumstance is. You help the unfortunate people. That is tzedakah. The Haven Nikros tzedakah. So that's the second sense. That's why, in order to make it clear, Friedlander added that extra word in the second sense just to bring it out to make it more clear. Okay. Now, which is what is interesting, is that the Rambam looks in the Chumash and identifies the word tzedakah is used three times, and he wants to highlight three different senses of that second approach, which is basically doing something as a function of your midos. Okay, so first of all, he says number one, He says, "Lachei nemar legabi hashavas hamashkon." Cases like this: there's a poor person. You take a collateral. The collateral is, let's say, his blanket. He cannot sleep without his blanket. So your chayev in Devarim says you must return the blanket every single night. And the pasuk says, "Lachat yet staka," and to you it shall be considered staka. Now, when you read that in the chumash, you're saying you are acting justly. That you say that would be. That's how you would read that pasuk. It has many mafarshim on the chumash says. So the Rambam says. I'm just going to go a little drop down so everybody can see it. The Rambam says, "Ki imata holech bedarchi amidos atovos." If you walk in the good ways of good character traits, ata osed tzedek im nafshecha hogeh. You are doing tzedakah, righteousness, correctness with your soul. When you're giving, who are you giving to? You're not giving to the ani. Essentially, you're giving it to yourself. You are perfecting your soul. You're giving it what it's due. So when the person who's given the loan brings the blanket back, the bedding back to the ani before nighttime, it's not giving tzedakah to that poor person that now that he can sleep comfortably while he has all his bedding. He is improving. Mm-hmm. He is generating in his own soul, that quality of kindness, of generosity, whatever the exact rahmanis, whatever the quality is. And that's what's due. You're giving the Rambam's definition of staka, giving the other what is due. The other is your soul. Then he expands upon that. His second example, mikevan shekol mida tova nikra tzedaka, since any good quality character trait is called staka v'nemar by Avram Avinu. V'amin baronai v'achshvel staka. So Avram Avinu is at the Brisbane of Sarim. Hashem tells me you're going to have many descendants, as numerous as the stars in the sky. And Avram believed it. He believed that Hashem is going to come through, even though he's an 86-year-old man married to a 76-year-old woman. Doesn't look great. Does not look great. But the bottom line is, v'amin v'Hashem, and what is the part? And then v'achshvel staka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu viewed, describe that as staka. Now, there's nobody else there. There's no ani. The staka is, as Ram says, klor midas amuna. In other words, he's giving himself, he is allowing the quality of trust and conviction in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam, in himself. He's doing staka to himself, that he is now a bal amuna, bal bitachon, in trusting Hashem that he's going to come through with his haftaka, even though from the causal world, it seems basically impossible. Okay, so that's, he's endowing that quality, he's giving the staka to himself. And lastly, the Rambam points out, "V'chein devarav yisala u'staka tielanu." It will be considered a staka. "Ki nishmor la'asos kol ha'mitzvos hazot l'mei Hashem Elokeinu kasher tzivanu." Because you guarded all the mitzvos before God as you commanded. So basically, keeping the entire Torah is staka. Because what's the purpose of the Torah? To perfect your soul. So keeping the Torah is staka. So he goes from the particular of helping out the ani with the mashkon, expands it to the inculcating amuna in yourself, and lastly of observing the entire Torah is also a tzedaka to yourself, because you're giving your soul what it is due. But by doing so, then we have ourselves a large problem, because by making it so universal, then if anything which perfects your soul can be called tzedakah, even the entire Torah, so why do we call giving charity tzedakah? Why don't we call Talmud Torah tzedakah? Or Hachnasas Orachim tzedakah? Or Bikacholim tzedakah? Or Nichum Avelim? They're all there. They all perfect your soul, but done properly. So the Rambam, so we call tzedakah helping out the ani, Rambam says in Perek Zion. Yet, he universalized, he shows in the Chumash that tzedakah is used to talking about perfecting your soul in every situation. So it's very nice. He made it so universal. Now we have a question: is why was giving of helping out the ani, restoring the ani to his previous state? Why is that called staka? We should call it something else. So that's the question I want. That's really, and with understanding that, we can then understand our questions on the first Rambam. In order to do that, we're going to go to a Gemara, a famous Gemara, and I would say one could argue one of the most misunderstood Gemaras. Okay, so this is you're going to know this immediately. I'll read it to you. Shuv ma'isa b'goyecha shabalas ne shamai. One Gentile comes before Shammai. Omer Lav, he says to him,
God, Rabbi Rosenthal.
Almanash, it's Lamdeni kol Torah kula keshani omen al regalachas.
Rabbi Rosenthal.
Condition that you will teach the entire Torah while standing on one foot. Dechafo ba'amas habinyan shabaro. He pushed him out. He kicked him out with his builder tool to tape measure. He gave him, and as we say in Yiddish, he gave him a kick in the tuchus. Okay, he says, you know, thank you, but no thank you. He's out the door. Okay, then of course, Baldifne Hillel. He comes before Hillel. Everybody likes Hillel. Guy Ray, he converted him. Amar lo, and he says to him, the alach sinei, that which is hateful to you, lechavrach lo staved, to your friend, do not do. Zuhi kol haTorah kula. This is the entire Torah. The idach perushe hu, and the rest is explanation, commentaries. People like to translate. Zil gamor, go and study. Now, when people translate this to our non-Orthodox brethren, they love this Maimer Chazal, because basically they want to reduce Judaism is be a nice guy. So in doing so, they always leave out the Zil gamor part. They like to say, if you see quotes on thing, they'll say, you know, that which is hateful to yourself, don't do to your friend. That is the entire Torah. The rest is commentary. And then there's a dramatic period there. There's no Zil gamor. Okay. All right, but still, so first of all, you have a number of questions on the Gemara. First of all, why is Shammai, you know, people, and also another thing is that people like to project, even though the Gemara later on calls Shammai a Kapton and Hillel an Anav, but they reduce it, at least this was a function of the personality. Shammai is the meanie. He's the Grinch that stole Christmas, and he's got no time for anybody, kicking everybody out. He's the harsh guy. And who is Hillel? He's the Zaidi. He's giving back. He's the candy man in school. Sure, you want to be? Come on down. We got room for you. There's always room at the Kiddush for you. He's the Kiddush guy. Okay, so that's how people relate to Hillel and Shammai. Hillel, if you learn a little bit that in fact, what does Pirkei Avos says? What was the salient quality that Shammai presented as a personality quality in Pirkei Avos? My father's right. As my father quoted, you should greet each person with a warm and welcoming countenance. You would think that's Hillel. That's Shammai. So you can't just psychologically say, this guy's a mean guy. He says no to everything. This guy's a welcoming guy. He welcomes everybody in. No, they're functioning based upon principles. They had there's a svara, obviously. But I'm just stepping out because people reduce Hillel and Shammai, the two Bali Masora of all time fame Bali Masora, into mean guy, nice guy. Terrible. Okay, so yes.
Well,
so what's that? So we have to ask another question. So the Gemara later does call Shammai a kaptan, which is a particular person, and Hillel refers to the anav. So there is. So the question we have to ask, but for example, we have a general principle in halacha of koach tetera adif, that it's a virtue for a person to try, when a person is confronted with a halacha problem, try to find a legitimate halachic dispensation for the person. So this person's coming, he wants to Jew the Jewish people, and you could argue this guy's a joker, throw him out, and you know, this is not, maybe Hillel's Shammai saying, anybody would ask such a ridiculous thing as say it's a bizui haTorah, and we're not going to relate to. I want a serious convert who is sincere and wants to deal with the learning of Torah in a comprehensive, serious way, and I'm trying to make a joke. I should tell the entire Torah while standing on one foot. Okay, so I want to. So I, 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 I'm not. I would like to make the following assertion. This is that could be a shir in its own right. In other words, analyzing, because we'd have to go through many parts in Shas where Hillel and Shammai might argue. But I just want to make the general assertion that it's not emerging from, not emerging of their psychological predispositions. Okay, that rather there is there's a svara, there's a logical context which he's saying. Which really I want to get to. The question is, you can ask Akash on Hillel. I mean, let's take Hillel here. The question is that in fact the essence of the entire Torah? If you open up the Rambam and Hillel Yisodei Torah. There is no mention of that which is hateful to yourself, don't teach others. And keep on turning. You're not going to find that until maybe Perek Vav, where he talks about the mitzvah of Ha'aref Kamocha, which is deep into Perek Vav, Perek Zion, rather. So what about Yes Hashem, Yisra Vodazara, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, Talmud Torah? Those seem to be prioritized higher. But he's saying that which is hateful to yourself, don't do the others. That's the entire Torah. The rest is commentary. Go learn. So the question is, what does that even mean? And again, as they, people want to reduce this as be a nice guy. Don't be so self-absorbed. Break out of your narcissism. They view it as a psychological perfection only. But I want to share a quote from Rebbe again. This maybe predates many of you in the room here, but one of his lines, not to Robbie. Robbie will remember. Maybe Moshe also. So, which is that every man's a salesman and every man's a philosopher. So what's the pshat? Every man's a philosopher, which means that there's no thing as a behavior which does not presuppose an a priori worldview. There is a philosophy behind every action. There is an action and there is a hashkafa that whether he's conscious about it or unconscious, whether it's worked out or not worked out, which allows that behavior to run free. So let us ask ourselves one basic question. The person who is able to do that which is hateful to himself, to others, what is his or her de facto worldview about the universe? What is his hashkafas olam? Let's ask that question. What do you say?
That they themselves are the only one who matters.
There you go. Esti Lichter. And when you say he's the only one that matters, really, what really is that psychologically? What is that view of themselves? It's not, it is narcissism, but philosophically, that's a psychological. What is the philosophical statement? Go further. He's a Matsi Rishon. The Ram says, Kohan Magbia Libo, Kofa Baker. Anybody's arrogant? It's not Ki'ilu. It is de facto denying God. Because if you are so arrogant that nobody else matters, that everybody is instrumental to your own satisfaction, you walk around consciously or unconsciously as you're the absolute existence. You may not be conscious, you may deny that, okay, but that's a separate problem. But that is, the fact is that you could do anything hateful to another person implies that, because what's beyond yourself? Well, the other person is also a Tzelem Elokim. And they were also Nivra, a Nivra of the Borei Olam. And they're not, and you're a Tzelem Elokim in there, so, and you don't have any more rights than they do. So the person who can do that which is hateful to themselves, to others, is really in an unconscious way engaged in a kfira. So it's not just simply a break from narcissism, although that is it. He's asking for a philosophical break, which will demand a psychological break. It's not limited to the cycle. This is not Hilchos Deos. It presupposes Yesod HaTorah. There is the Borei Olam. He made you a Tzelem Elokim. Your chayev, halakha b'drachav, is to relate to every Tzelem Elokim in the way that he does. Rachum v'chanun erach hapayim rav chesed emes. That's the thing. That's what he's telling the ger. Now the key two words, which is the key thing, Zilgamor, go learn. Because once you have that breakthrough, is that whenever you look at any sugya in all of Shas, you're always your first, right, Rebbe said this as well, every first point that you say, your first havamina is, it's always wrong. Because you're coming to it with your own vision of things, which is going to be distorted by some fantasy, some emotions, whatever, how you want the whole, in other words, there is a part of it which is, how do I want the halacha to be? Let's start with tzedakah. Let's start with the sugya shel tzedakah. How do most people relate to tzedakah? And I feel that I can talk about this.
So we're limited as to where we can go because of the ice.
So as a person, I've been involved in fundraising for 25 years, and now I'm a fundraiser. I'm a fundraiser, been fundraiser. I'm a second generation fundraiser. So I have I have a Masorah. If you're very, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, if you get involved in the yeshiva building business, the gematria of that typically is fundraiser. So that's how I got into it. Did not want to do that, but that's what happened. Anyway, so how do most people relate to giving tzedakah? Are they running after aniyim? Are they running after aniyim? Let me mashlim your situation. Are they going to Jewish organizations? I see your vision. You're doing important work for the klal. Let me give you whatever you need. Now, taking the money, there's a line among fundraisers. I'm going to now reveal. I'm bringing you into the kitchen. I'm sharing some of the lines here. Here we go. People divorce their wives. They do not divorce their money. The chachma that means is that the level of narcissistic connection to the person's money is overwhelmingly. Oh, the money is liquid taiva, it's liquid power. It's literally part of their goof. Sometimes extracting it is an act of surgery. Okay? Best example is my father in Seattle was fundraising for Yeshivat Or HaTzafon in the 1970s and 1980s. One person, this is the Maisa Shahaya, said to him, all right, I'm going to give you money, but I can't do it. What do you mean I can't do it? I can't take out my wallet and give you the money. You need to go in, take my wallet from my pocket, and I want you to open it up and take out the money. Could not do the Maisa of giving it. It was so filled with conflict. Okay, that's an extreme case, but I'm just telling you, that's a Maisa Shaya, okay? You heard it here first, okay? Because the level of, it's so hard. There's a general rule. I in addition to do fundraising, I teach other rabbis who work for the Orthodox Union's Jewish Learning Initiative on campus how to fundraise. Rule one, givers give and non-givers don't give. I'd rather be with a philanthropic millionaire than a cheap billionaire any day of the week because he has a choli hanefesh and you are not his Rebbe. You are not going to solve that. Because that problem of all the choli hanefesh available in the constellation of the universe, that is one of the hardest to attract. So most people relate to tzedakah. It's a tremendous act of it's a tremendous. It's not what Rabbi Chaim said. Doing that which is right, it's a sacrifice. And then you have to see. You go in every what do you see in every Jewish organization? Plaques and naming opportunities and dinners. You think the yeshivas want to be involved in that? It's a tremendous cost. Every yeshiva where your kids go to has an executive director, which is a nice way of saying fundraiser, which has to deal with 10, 20, 30, 40% of the budget through fundraising. And they have to all, we're doing raffles, we're doing online, we're doing this, we're doing that, because they got to deal with the fact that people cannot relate to this area in a healthy way. People can easily talk about, you could talk to a person about their sex life much easier than you talk about their what they give in tzedakah. Okay, now with that hakdama, now we can go back and understand. We can understand what the basic principle is. Tzedakah is the breakthrough mitzvah in which all perfection flows from. And with that basic principle, you can understand all that we're going to explain, all the kashas we have, not kashas, she'elot that we had on the Rambam. And the goal is not to do a mice of tzedakah. But the goal is to be an ish tzedakah.
Rabbi?
Yes, Howie.
Yeah. Are you saying that the tzedakah fund fundraising and organizations is the same as giving to an ani, or is just as hard to give to an ani, or it's the same?
Okay, so the Rambam has in Perek Zion, he talks about giving to the aniyim and also giving money to the base Knesset. So he seems to have what they call communal needs as part of the tzedakah. It's a machlok between the Shach and the Ramah, whether or not the essential mitzvah is for the Ani, or is essentially, or also equally with the Jewish communal needs. That is a whole, I don't want to get into that halachic rabbit hole right now, but just,
I mean the halacha that you read, the original halacha that you read, it says by an Ani or your brother.
Right.
Doesn't talk.
So let's just limit it to where there's an area where nobody has a problem. You're at Seasons, and this person approaches you. And then they seem to get a call, and they leave you, and they walk away from you. Are you happy? Most people relate to Aniyim as being a huge, annoying, it's a hassle to deal with. You might deal with it. You might deal with more state upon Gavos, less state upon, but it's an annoying, it's not like, come, I'm able to be involved in the Mitzvah Aseh, which has demonstrated that I'm a Simon Avraham Avinu. Nobody is rejoicing about it. It's like, people are as excited about giving stuck as they are about your appointment for root canal is at 11 a.m. That's nobody's happy about that. It takes a very, I'm not saying no one. I'm saying, but begadol, there are yichidei skula, there are perfected people. I don't want to chas v'shalom. But I'm just saying but you know what I'm talking about, okay? There is a phenomena called the Unicam. Does anybody know what the Unicam is? The Unicam is the camera fixed in the front door. So you'll see that if there is aniyim coming, which was pre-COVID, much more common phenomena, ringing your doorbell, and therefore you'll know not to come, not take the door. So already, so I'm just saying that there is even forget about Jewish organizations, but how about Jewish organizations that are taking care of aniyim? Tomchei Shabbos. Okay, there's what are we doing? I don't want to get into this is not a halacha shir about the complexity of all the chiyuvei stuff. We're talking about the absolute big picture here, and I'm making the assertion here that stucca, the reason why we call stucca stucca, even though the term stucca referred to all perfection, is because that is the breakthrough mitzvah, and that's why it's a similar mitzvah. So in fact, the Rambam goes on later. He says that if a person does not give stucca, it's the only halacha they say it by. You're choshish their yichus. You assume that there might be a chance that they may not be even Jewish. You don't say a guy who's not learning Talmud Torah, he's not Jewish. Okay, that guy's Jewish. He's just not learning. Guy doesn't give tzedakah at all. It's a pagam in his yichus. It's foundational in the Jewish DNA.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's the key. That's the key element. So let's try to answer our questions here. So what did the Rambam talk about the Maisa Mitzvah in Perek Zion, and then he talks about the Mitzvah in Perek Yud? What is he adding? He says, so the what he's sharing here in Perek Yud is that do not make the mistake that this is a Mitzvah that has an Aseh and a Los Aseh. This is a Mitzvah which is the gateway to all perfection. This is the element that makes the transformational thing. What do we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Tefillah, tshuva, tzedakah, mavirus rogazer, because it gets at your narcissism immediately. You open up the wallet, immediately you're attacking your narcissism. You're dealing with the choli hanefesh. You're dealing with improving your soul. Every time, all the time. There's no, you can't do without addressing that problem. Because it automatically has all kinds of problems. Because you have in your mind other things that you may want to do with that money every time. So it automatically forces the conflict, the issue, and the clarification, and God willing, the growth and the perfection of that struggle. And that's what Perek Yud is all about. So what does it mean to be a righteous descendant of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was teaching his children, Yitzchak and Yaakov, that of course, he was teaching them about Yichud Hashem. But in order for Yichud Hashem, in fact, the Rambam talks about in the end of the Morah that it is true that the highest perfection is the mind that can see, have Yidiyas Hashem to the highest degree. But that has to exist within a soul that has a healthy qualities. In other words, the soul that does not, which is distorted, can't have that Yidiya. The grand flash of Yidiya. Which produces the tremendous Avas Hashem and the Yichuras Hashem, that can only happen to a person who has done the work of on the nefesh of his qualities to have that. If he's not going to have that, it's game over. And you see it. Stucca has to become. They have to turn into some sort of, not as a tool of philosophical, metaphysical ethical perfection. It has to be, you're going to give them money, so you'll get more money. Now, the truth is, there are chazal that say that, asher taser, asher al mashit yasher, but that's not what the Rambam's trying to point out. If you are giving tzedakah properly, you are a Talmud muvak of Avraham Avinu. It's muchzak, that's why it's simen, that's why he didn't say, it's simen letzadika, you're a righteous descendant, you're a Talmud in good standing with Avraham Avinu, who rocked the world, yes Hashem, and the Rambam also adds in the Hilchos Avodos Chachamim, kava tzedek. The righteous path, line. In other words, it was not simply just he was Aristotle, Socrates and Plato, coming up with an abstract idea. It was a Derech HaChayim that came along with it. The Shamru Derech Hashem Lasso Stakum Mishpat is the whole package. We're not a disembodied nefesh. We're a nefesh with a goof. We have to deal with struggles to have that idea. And this is the battle line, Stakum Mishpat. It's interesting how he's questioned. Doesn't highlight Mishpat because Mishpat is you have two litigants who are arguing. That is not something that is as common, as frequent. It's typically going to be dealt with by the Dayanim. Not that you should be anti-Mishpat, but it's not something that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Stuck is something that, unfortunately, the Torah Chayamcha is Armarubin. There's a lot of need. There could theoretically be a world with no poverty. That could exist, but until you most Mashiach, maybe even then, that's not the case. And the opportunity to perfect yourself, this might be an example where a person was on a Rambam points out, on a desert island, there wouldn't come manifest. Okay, but being that we are not, Jonathan Caruso, living on an island, this is something that is the opportunity. So basically, what Hillel pointed out to the convert, to the pagan personality, your path to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is this way. Is recognize the Borei because you're not the Borei, step one. And the way to relate to and then learn sugya after sugya, expand your understanding of the Torah is through this prism that you are that you're living in a world of various tzel melekims. You have to relate to them, each one as a cherished brother, and to overcome the various fantasies and mechitzah that are constantly bombarding us and trying to distort that idea. So that's what righteous descendant of Avraham Avinu means. Why not Bikur Kolam and Nicham Avelim? Because the truth is, people don't have as much conflict with Nicham Avelim. Maybe not in the mood to go do Nicham Avelim. You're tired one day, okay. Or Bikur Kolam, it might make you fear of your impending demise. But it's not as conflict. I think I made the case. It's not as conflict. It's not as challenging. Bikur Kolam, Nicham Avelim, Machnas Chasana Kal, all these Maise Chasadim that people do, which is great, and we support that, it's great. It's not as conflict-ridden as giving tzedakah. So then let's get to the issue of how does the tzedakah help establish the throne of sovereignty of the Jewish people and create the true religion, the Das Emes, to the Omedes. So tzedakah is not just simply you doing tzedakah. The goal, one of its goals, is to create a harmonious, just society where all people, no person is left behind. If you had such a situation, and then therefore when people are left behind, you have conflicts, you have fights. So you only have a harmonious polity society when people are relating to tzedakah in a full, robust way, not simply taking care of the physical needs, but also taking care of the psychological needs. We're going to get to that a little more. And the Das Emes, as I mentioned, the point, you can only have a Yedias Hashem if you relate to the world as I'm a Tzel Melkim and he's a Tzel Melkim, and I'm not the Matzi Rishon, and there is the Matzi Rishon, which is external to me, okay, which is easier said than felt. That is the royal road to have everything lifted. It's a high tide that will lift everything. And this is an area which has tremendous impact on the minds of others. When a non-Jew sees they're in a hospital and they see there's a Sabra Bikur Kolam, or they see other tremendous gamaks, people are impressed by that because a person doesn't have to be a great Talmud Chacham to recognize perfection. Perfection is a very unique point. When they see that there's a concern for others, and there's an authentic interest, it hits a person in a very impressive way. And so therefore, as it being Orla Goyim, if Klal Yisrael, who are very generous, who are a generous society already, are taking their stucket to the next level, that is going to be a Kiddush Hashem, which will be just unstoppable. People are going to want to buy in. I don't know exactly why, but I want that life. The people don't judge things about the particulars. They know the overall package. I want that. I want to live in a world where people take care of each other, where if somebody's having a tzara, there's somebody who's going to take care of them. In America, no, everybody's in a radical individualism. Everybody's by themselves, separate, and they don't have these communal structures. Many people are jealous of the communal structure that we already have. We have great things in our community. This is not a dismissing of what we have accomplished, a great deal, but there is vistas ahead of us. And then we had the last one. Why does the gula depend on stucca? Did the Ram say in Hilchot Teshuva, Ein Yisrael Negam Ela B'Teshuva? That's why the Ram says very carefully, adds the word "schus hatzdaka," not giving the charity. Schus means the perfection of the tzedakah. If Klal Yisrael is able to take their tzedakah giving to the next level, that will cause as these transformations of their hashkafas olam will become much more mature and refined. The society will become collaborative and less fighting and working together. And those are the elements necessary for the Melech Mashiach to work with, to be able to, in a naturalistic way, to bring the Yibos Mashiach. Not, Ram says, he doesn't have to do any Nisan. But we have to, that's why he's going to say Eliyahu HaNavi. He's going to come up before. What is he going to be doing? He's going to be working on this area. This is the area we have to work on. We're good. We've got to take it to great. Good to great. We've got to do. Okay. So the question, of course, is, this is a shiur in memory of Ron Simon. What's got to do with Ron Simon? Ron Simon was not a wealthy philanthropist, so but there's one more line from the halacha I want to share. The last halacha. Shal ami mincha ve'ein b'yarcha klum litein lo v'yseo b'dvarim. Ani asks of you, and you got nothing. You happen to walk out of the house without a wallet. It happens. You got nothing. You would think, according to Perek Zion, I got to give what I don't got nothing to give him. He needs money to cover his mortgage or food to eat. I don't have anything to give him. You're not. You're still chayev. Faiseo b'dvarim. You need to calm him down. What do you mean by faiseo b'dvarim? Because when a person is in experiencing a financial challenge or any sorrow in life, there are two components. There is the sorrow. And there's the psychological aspect of the tzara. And sometimes the psychological reaction to the tzara is far greater sometimes than the actual tzara itself. The anxiety that the person, I can't pay the bill. Tremendous anxiety. But this is our brother. We have to not, if I don't have the wherewithal to do it, if I say Obadrim, I need to speak to him. More importantly, I need to listen to him. Listen to him. Calm him down. Think of ideas. Talk to him. Be helpful. Recognize that he's not alone. The person's like, I got my own problems. I don't want to deal with your problems. I'm not even covering my own problems. I got to pick up your problems. But that's it. If I say Obadrim. So I just want to share that, so Ron, those who remember him, so he taught with me at the Torah Academy of Suffolk County, one of the Rebbeim. And one of the roles he played was he taught in the resource room. Now, resource room means the students in high school who are having educational problems to complete their work. If you are in high school and you're having tremendous difficulty academically, that is not only an academic problem. That is going to be your self-esteem is destroyed. You feel like a loser. You don't fit in. It's just a horrible situation. So one of the things that Ron, those remember him, he was simply the best listener. When you talk to people with their problem, how many times you'll talk to them about your problem, and before you know it, the conversation is now talking about them. You have a hard time. Everything has to be about them. Ron could talk to you. Listen, Ron could listen to you and to listen to your challenges, thoughtfully respond at the right time for hours. Mm-hmm. Hours. Robbie remembers. And that provided a tremendous amount of ava. So he had students who were going through a difficult time, but they felt they loved him. They felt lifted by him. So that's the Rambam, the last thing when he talks about what the goal is, he says by Eov, Av Anochi Levionim, I was a father to the destitute, the person who was a Merachim. Ron was a Merachim, and what I'm sharing with you today is that he was that was a quality, a mita that he shared. That's part of his Yerusha to us all, and that we should remember him and. That's it. Yay, Zichro Baruch. Thank you so much. And we should come together next for a simcha.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi Rosenthal.
Thank you, Leslie.